This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now we can rock. We can rock.
Yeah, we got the rock music here. I don't know what that means.
Oh, there it goes.
One of the things that the COVID virus has done is kind of push other news stories, relevant news stories, important news stories, onto the back burner. One of those important news stories is this gal whose name I suppose every other news broadcaster in the world knows, but I'm not entirely sure what it is. Is it Ghislaine Maxwell? Is it Ghislaine Maxwell? I'm not sure which one it is.
I think we're going to sound smart and say Ghislaine just because that's...
Although perhaps the more accurate is Ghislaine.
Yeah, indeed. So, apparently... some secrets have been revealed. Can you?
Yeah, so this is one I actually got a little heads up on from a channel I follow saying, hey, I bet this is going to get pushed under. And sure enough, it did. So you can actually find a little bit of information from some regular sites on this, CBS, The Hill. But what all of them will tell you is two facts. They will tell you, number one, she had contact with Epstein 5 years ago, not the 10 years ago that she claimed,
uh-huh.
And that he said she did nothing wrong.
He told her was the...
In an email, a very poorly spelled email, he told her, you did nothing wrong.
Well, let her go then.
Right, obviously.
That seems a credible source.
I mean, those are the values that we should really espouse in our court system. But...
Yeah, I don't think Epstein gets to say whether or not she did anything wrong.
You know, you might be onto something there. But I did a little bit of digging, and I found this in The Guardian, which I thought was interesting, given how sensitive any matter that has to do with their royal family tends to be. But Ghislaine Maxwell trained underage girls as sex slaves, documents allege. So what had happened was that some 6,000 documents that had been in a previously settled civil case against her from this Virginia Roberts Giuffre. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading here. Ghislaine Maxwell sexually abused underage girls and joined Jeffrey Epstein in directing Virginia Roberts Giuffre to be sexually abused by others, Giuffre claimed in a cache of documents that has been unsealed in the U.S. She, quote, trained me as a sex slave, unquote, Giuffre is quoted as saying. The documents were part of a now-settled civil litigation against the British socialite and include claims about her alleged involvement in the sex trafficking scheme of Epstein, her longtime confidant, and a convicted sex offender.
Okay, so I guess the one thing that pops out at me is this terminology slave that they keep using, and I... I get that it has a lot of sizzle, and that we want to sell newspapers here or get online views or whatever.
And she wanted to sell her case. So the sex slave term actually comes from Joffre's testimony. That was how she characterized the interaction.
Right.
So she didn't get paid at all for any of that.
Well, she got paid, that's for sure. Otherwise, she wouldn't have settled the case.
Right. Well, and plus there was compensation going on all along. Like, I'm not saying that any of this is acceptable behavior, but real slaves have far fewer options. And, you know, I'm sure these ladies didn't feel like they had a lot of options, but they were getting compensation of all sorts of situations. So, I mean, not to say that they wanted to be there, not to say that they weren't turned out or any of these other things, but, you know.
Were they trapped there eventually? Because that's another aspect that comes up.
That is the question that I have. Now, I've only read the article. I haven't read the actual documents, what with there being 6,000 of them. But I imagine that once you've been brought to a pedophile island...
getting off might be difficult.
You might want to rephrase that. Choosing a different profession at that point is marginally more difficult.
It's like being a soldier on the front line. Hard to decide, you know what, I'm a conscientious objector now.
You know? Once the bullets start flying.
Yeah, right.
Let's see, I'm going to go ahead and skip down here a little bit. Here's another quote. It is your contention that Ghislaine Maxwell had sex with underage girls virtually every day when I was around her, correct? Jeffrey was asked in May 2016 deposition containing this document. Cash, yes. All right, with whom did Ghislaine Maxwell have sex in your presence, she was asked. Well, there's a lot of girls that were involved. We weren't on a first-name basis with each other. I wouldn't be able to give you lists of names of girls. It was continuous.
So, this is one thing that I've sort of never, like... what we're presented is the story of Jeffrey Epstein on its face. Doesn't make sense in so much as here you have a guy who's a multi-billionaire or whatever he is.
Mysteriously so.
Yeah, we don't understand exactly why he has all the money that he has, but he just kind of shows up having lots of money. And then he has this proclivity for young gals. Now, presumably... you know, if he's a self-made man as far as money goes, he's not stupid. You can find 18-year-olds that look 15 if that's what your kink is, right? I mean, this is quite possible. So why the young gals if that's going to get you sent up the river?
Well, I have a very simple theory on that one. It's because they looked of age. So... I figure, okay.
That's a backwards theory.
Well, so here's the thing. I mean, we have a system of power. That's what it is. It's a club. You ain't in it. Now, they get
right.
to decide.
Also, it's a club. You ain't in it. And therefore, you don't understand how it works.
Exactly.
Right. Don't think for a second you understand how power brokers at the highest level internationally work.
Well,
you, who are, like me, you know, a convenience store worker, tile layer, you know, putting on roofs, and all the other things that I've done in my life, I have no preparation for what these people do and how they operate.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I know how they don't work. These are not people that trust each other. And anyone who's done any study into real economics realizes how effective trust is. I mean, it is just such a time and energy saver on every level to be able to trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at eBay in its first days was an absolute miracle because they had people that were ready to receive the goods, receive the check, make sure that they were both good, take a little off the top, and send them on their way. And they went out of business instantly. And this was before we even had where you could rank the people that you were dealing with and say I had a good interaction, a bad interaction, because just the automatic interaction of everyone interacting when eBay came into existence was honesty. And I mean, now if you have a 90% success rate, you're a crook.
Right, right.
I've had friends who lost Bitcoin on the original Silk Road. Mm. There was no trust there.
And that just goes to show, I mean, it's part of, you find over and over again that you need trust to have an efficient system. So these people definitely don't trust each other because everyone wants your position. So what are you going to do? You have to have something that stands in place of trust. And blackmail is a very efficient stand-in. So you have to find a way, like, if you, let's say you're at a certain tier of power, and you have the ability to yes or no someone else who's kind of aiming for that spot. Well, if you're a power junkie, the only way you're going to let them into that spot is if you have power over them. And the most effective way of getting power over anybody is to have something so abominable that if it ever got out, they would lose their power, and they wouldn't be able to get their fix. So I'm not saying this is the only way. I mean, there's just kind of a short list. I mean, if you can catch someone in something where you have proof of, like, cannibalism or some absolute universal taboo, such as more or less pedophilia.
Right. What is commonly referred to as pedophilia. Yep.
And all the better if you can trick them into it. They were just at a party and some girl comes on to them. And then you go, hey, you know that girl? She's 17 and I've got video.
855-450-3733. Why do we have such bad choices for politicians? I mean, maybe this is the reason. Because you don't get to get on the ballot unless somebody's got something horrifying over you. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about Epstein.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing to remember.
Yeah. There's another body that Americans haven't really got to see.
Isn't it weird that everyone hated Epstein because of the pedophile island thing, but everyone's so upset that he may or may not have killed himself?
I think they're upset that no one's paying attention to what they believe to be, in my case, what I believe to be clear evidence of our whole entire governmental system being co-opted. Now, Peakless Mountaineer, by the way, it's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
Richard Rich.
His theory is a bit different than mine. I'm willing to be wrong. I just came up with a theory because what seems clear to me, this is what seems clear to me about the Epstein case. If you were a power player on a global level, you would want power over the other players.
Absolutely.
The way to get that power would be to have a nice, I mean, I'll tell you this, people want to go on a private plane.
Of course.
I mean, like,
especially now,
everybody listening to me would accept and make some level of sacrifice in their life. I mean, we're talking at the 99 percentile.
Okay.
Somebody out there, some old crotchy jerk, right? He doesn't want to go on a private plane. But there's the vast majority of people would do something in order to be able to go on a private plane. That includes politicians. Sure. To wish to rise the ladder of power. So everybody wants to go on a private plane. Take them on your private plane. Get a private plane and make it a really awesome one. You know, disco ball and rock and roll music, whatever it takes. I don't know.
Maybe a few powders.
Right. Some, maybe. So, but I bet you start them out with cocktails.
Absolutely.
First you find out who drinks. Then you bring, and they're almost entirely men. Then you bring those men, you know, a half a dozen to a dozen at a time on a 747 private plane. It's huge. It's a big plane. And you start passing out the drinks. You're going someplace far. It's going to take a while to get there. You're talking. You're drinking. Then girls come out to dance. Because, you know,
what else would you do on a private 747?
Dancing is fun to watch. No matter what you think. It's the easing it in. Right? And then at some point or another, the show's over, and the girls start mingling. You know, they're going to have a drink, too. And then they're chatting you up, and suddenly you're interesting. And, you know...
Well, obviously, you're good enough to be on a private plane.
Right. You're rich, you're powerful, you're on a private plane, you're half drunk. All right? And one of these, you know, and then your friends start disappearing in the back, where they have private rooms. And then one of the girls asks you if you'd like to go into the private room. She hasn't asked you for any money. Just off you go to the private room. We'll find out what happens in the private room. And then
we all know what happens in the private room.
Something happens in the private room, and, you know, things were pretty good, but it doesn't look like any of these guys are talking about it, so everything's fine. And then at the end of the flight, there's a little powwow that says, "Hey, guys, welcome to the club." The club is, all of us are what they call in the world pedophiles. And if you step out of line, your head will be on a platter. You won't work. You'll never work again. All you have to do to not be a pedophile is to continue to do what we say. You understand? Now, I don't know what that organization is that Jeffrey Epstein worked for. Maybe that organization was the Mossad. Maybe that organization was a rogue CIA branch. Maybe it's the actual CIA. I have no idea because I don't travel in these circles.
We do know that while he was on charges the first time for this, that they were given orders from higher up that he was an intelligence asset.
We know that. And there have been even, like, you know, people were told not to touch him and... You know, these sorts of things. I get it. Some prosecutors and police officers have put their careers on the line, and I think they're brave men and women. And I think they're what I would call a patriot, because they're willing to tear back a little bit of the wrapping paper and say, what the hell is in this box?
Willing to risk their fortunes, their lives, and their sacred honor to do what's right.
Right. And I got a lot
not
more,
a common trait.
I got a lot more questions than I have answers when it comes to this particular situation, but I'm willing to listen. Let's go to Jerome calling in from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that if Barack Obama had said he'd been friends with someone, they found out he was friends with a guy like Epstein for not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but 15 years. And then his madam, his mistress, his go-between, his pimp, her, Ghislaine Maxwell, and he has said in an interview, you know, I wish her well. Not once, but twice. And when you ask him, well, what do you mean by that? You know what? This would be like gold to the people that support Trump, yeah? This would be like gold because
I agree with you. I think that the character of Barack Obama is a pretty unimpeachable character. And I don't say that lightly. I think in order to rise to power in Washington, D.C., you have to be some of the, you know, cut from some of the most despicable cloth known to man. And I'm willing to lob disparagements at Obama here and there, but I do agree with you, Jerome, that he is, yeah, he's better than the rest.
Not mean to interrupt you. Let me ask you this. Remember when Donald John Trump, you know, with the big old signature on the letter or on the on all the stuff he signs, the big huge letter, he said he wasn't born in this country. Remember when they said, oh, he's a Muslim. He's a terrorist. Remember what President Obama had to do? He went to the state of Hawaii where he was born, got his birth certificate, and put it on national.
He didn't get a birth certificate,
which was disputed.
Yeah, he didn't get a birth certificate. Yeah. He got a certificate of live birth, which is a different document. And the one thing that I what's that?
Birth certificate.
Well, I don't think it's a birth certificate. And what I have a birth
what
certificate. I know it's a certificate of live birth. I have a birth certificate.
He wasn't born in Hawaii, right?
Jerome? No. Jerome, does Barack Obama's birth certificate as provided look like yours?
I don't know.
You don't know? You never looked at
no.
it?
No.
Or you didn't look at your own?
No, I don't look at my own, man. I'm just glad to be here. I don't worry about that stuff. I'm not running for office. No one's going to scrutinize my. Hey, let him put it this way.
What I'm trying to say is that if Barack Obama had a document that I would call a birth certificate, that, you know, this old document with these signatures and the seal and all that stuff, if he had one, then he should have shown it. If he didn't, he should have said, well, I don't have that document, but here's a certificate of live birth, and it's just as good.
I think the worst thing about Barack Obama is I couldn't tell the difference between him and his predecessors.
Well, there you go. Jerome, you want to hold through?
Yeah, I got it. I wanted to tell you about
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Jerome, coming up next. Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed a number of executive orders yesterday, including $400 per week in additional unemployment benefits, eviction protections, and additional benefits for veterans. In his New Jersey news conference, he also spoke about the fact that Democrats continue to hide things in their bill that have nothing to do with COVID-19 relief, including an all-mail-in ballot system for the upcoming election.
They even want to force states to implement the controversial practice known as ballot harvesting, very dangerous practice, meaning they would allow Democrat Party operatives to deposit thousands and thousands of completed ballots at the post office without any verification of who filled them out, including a verification of signatures on the ballot. So you're not even going to have a verified signature. Anybody, I could sign it, you could sign it, anybody in this room could sign it, and that's going to count as a vote. How can you do a thing like this?
This is USA Radio News. Justin Wilson of Germantown, Maryland, caught a break earlier this year when a judge freed him from jail as a coronavirus precaution. But now Wilson is back in custody after stabbing a man to death during his release. This is the third such case just in the Washington, D.C. area this weekend, as on Friday, a man who was released on a rape charge killed his accuser. After an investigation, Wilson had initially been arrested back on July 28th on first-degree murder charges before the judge let him free. And now California is about to release 18,000 inmates from their sentences early due to COVID-19. President Donald Trump will join world leaders as the United States takes part in global aid efforts to help the survivors of a deadly blast that rocked the Lebanese capital on Tuesday. Trump will join a conference call led by France and the United Nations to rally aid and funds in the aftermath of the colossal explosion, which killed more than 150 people. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Obama came up. And
because he's impeachable.
Well, unimpeachable.
Unimpeachable.
Yes, okay. Unimpeachable. You know, I saw this document. You said you put in Barack Obama's birth certificate, pulled up a document that looks entirely different than the document that I thought I recalled.
And you probably recalled the first document that they released.
Yeah, there have been.
Which was highly suspicious.
Yeah, I didn't know they released two. And the document that I see here, I would call a birth certificate by the standard that I have for sort of what, you know, not legal.
It was the first image on Google image search when you put in Barack Obama birth certificate.
Just want you to know, I was wrong.
Oh, you're not allowed to admit that on air.
I am. I am allowed. And that's not what I remember.
Okay, you know, mark your calendar.
Indeed. Today, large corporations act as... I'm not wrong about this. Today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. And often they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been able to scale enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. And now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top of it. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and
We'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. That's Intercoin with an I, intercoin.org. Let's go back to Jerome. Jerome, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm not going to ask about Jerry Falwell Jr., okay?
I don't know much about him.
If I was to ask you about him, I saw him had his zipper down and his arm around a woman who he claimed was his wife's assistant, and the woman was pregnant. Is that his work?
Well,
did he do that?
It doesn't sound like a good thing, but I suppose that could happen to somebody, right?
Did you do that? You asked a little kid, did you do that? The little kid said, oh, no, I didn't do it.
Is this recent news? Is this one that he had to apologize for? Because if it's the picture that I saw, it seemed relatively innocent to me.
I mean,
would you call that zipper kid?
Come on, Jerome. Be reasonable. I mean, a man could leave a zipper down, right?
I don't even think he. If it's the same, if we're talking about the same thing, right? The picture that I saw, she's pregnant, so she had her zipper down, and then he had his zipper down and his belly exposed in like a friendly, like look at our bellies picture.
It's a joke, and it looks like pushing his belly out.
It looked like a joke to me.
Okay,
so I wouldn't look past. I wouldn't look at it any further than that. If we're talking about the same thing.
All right, Jerome.
Can I trademark that? I am officially proclaiming that as zipper kid. Well, but the other thing I need to ask you about is a story I heard today, and I almost fell off my couch when I heard it. Did you hear about how much Trump wants to cut/slash from Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security?
Cut it all. To the bone.
Oh, yeah?
How much you want to bet it's never going to happen,
like
Jerome?
This. At a time like this.
How much you want to bet it will never happen?
Well, if Congress has their way, I'm sure that they will try to stop it. But did you hear how much? I can't count that high, okay? All right?
I believe my
calculator doesn't go that high. There's so much money he wants to cut.
Well, they're also going to send him a bill where they're spending another $1 trillion to do a stimulus, too. So, you know, a little spending here, a little cutting there, and everything stays the same in Washington.
Well, that's all I wanted to talk about. I feel much better now that I've spoken to you and vented my spleen. I don't have to go to therapy this week.
Glad we could help.
So we're here for Free Talk Live. Cheap therapy. I do appreciate Jerome's good humor about it all because, you know, obviously we are not the most sympathetic of ears for him. But, you know, he continues to call in, and because he's got a voice, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is what Free Talk Live is all about. You can call in, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, and we go from here.
Well, like I said right before the break, my biggest the biggest criticism I can levy at Obama is that I could not tell the difference between him and his predecessors. That is also my biggest criticism of Trump.
Peakless doesn't see color.
Well, theoretically, this would make a difference, right? Different background, different ethnicity, different party, different platforms, different positions. You would think there'd be something different about the way they governed.
Fair enough.
I don't ascribe to this. There's really no difference between the Democrats and Republicans shtick. I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but it's close to what you're saying. I think there is.
I mean, aside from rhetoric, the rhetoric is absolutely different.
The rhetoric's definitely different. I will say that that perhaps the position of President of the United States isn't as powerful as people think before they get into the office. That they just don't get as much done, especially on a domestic level, that they think they're going to do. Because it's all about making domestic promises, Looking at you, Sanders. You know, making promises about what you're going to do and what you want to see in, you know, domestic policy in the United States. And that's not the president's job.
Well, I've heard that claim before, and I can see where you're coming from with it. But if you actually look at what happens, the executive orders have never been defied until this president, actually. Like, this is the very first president who has ever issued an executive order that has been outrightly defied. And it had to do with...
that's a good thing.
I completely agree. It's one of the very best things about the Trump presidency, and certainly was not his intent. But the fact that he was not a power player that could absolutely destroy the career of any judge who ever opposed him meant that when he issued an order that they considered to be racist, they said, no, we won't fulfill that executive order. And they knew that he wouldn't have the clout to just absolutely ruin their career. Which at least sets a precedent that it is possible to defy an executive order, which is a nice thing since every single president issues more executive orders than the one before him.
That's where the presidential power comes from, right? It may not be like written in the Constitution, oh, they're only an executive, they only sign the laws that Congress writes. No, they got executive orders left and right, right. That, until, like you said, Pecos, until now, just go into effect. President writes it down, as good as law, do what he says, execute it as ordered, and that's a lot of power.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, this is the perfect time to point out that the powers that you supposedly have, the written down powers are not your de facto powers. I mean, who can point to me where it says in any state's constitution the powers that the governors have been imposing on their citizenry?
It's, I mean, in the emergency orders.
Well, that's what they say, yeah. That's, and some saying. States don't have the same stuff.
And there really does not appear to be any kind of limit to the powers that governors have over their state.
Well, that's kind of how it was supposed to be in the first place, right? Like, the federal government is actually supposed to be a loose federation of sovereign states, and therefore the governors are the ones that are supposed to have the authority to do ridiculous king-like things, and the idea that
leave the governors
and as long as people have the ability to leave this state and go to another state, that's more or less okay.
I'd like to see far more states, like as many. I'd like to see counties have the seats of power, and absolutely, that way you could, because you're not more than a few miles.
I'm not a fan of nationalism, but it's better than globalism, and I like state power more than I like federal power. And really, if you get down to the perfect system, then it's individuals.
Well, I got a quick question. Why is it acceptable to make the argument that on the state level you should be able to vote with your feet and go to whichever state is okay? But we don't like hearing that at the national level. Just go to country.
Let's talk about it. Should libertarians vote with their feet
and leave the United States?
855-450-3733. Should anybody do it, frankly?
Find me Galt's Gulch, I'll be there.
855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
If you want to use the Discord lines, you go to discord.freetalklive.com. They're right there on that page, and you can call in and sound crystal clear. It's discord.freetalklive.com. Or just 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's get right into the calls. Zaphon from California. Zaphon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, this is Zephon.
Zephon?
You guys were talking... Yeah, it's okay. You guys were talking earlier about moving with your feet, and I actually plan on moving to New Hampshire around July of next year. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
Have you been here before?
No, I plan on visiting in October with my wife. We're going to go to all the different places, but so far we're really interested in Portsmouth and Hampton.
Yeah, I think that the best thing to do is, before any move, honestly, is to go check it out rather than just jumping in. I've seen people do it, and they've
I'm one of them.
Done it with some success.
I definitely jumped right in, and that was not the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Sight unseen, apartment unseen, just went, do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy a house either. I would rent for the first year.
That's what we did.
It's doable, but I recommend, come down, see how it is, investigate a few areas that you're looking into moving, get some connections, and preferably get a job lined up before you head down here.
That may be the most difficult thing, because if you're not here, and those, you know, unless you really have a career position...
Well, preferably, but not essentially.
Right. But a lot of places, they're like, well, you're not here yet. We're going to be interviewing local candidates, right? Which is why, you know, for me, it was like, save up enough money to get here so that I could establish myself here and have enough in savings to go through that process of interviewing and then getting a job.
I'd say that New Hampshire, although I'm rooting for the Free State Project to create liberty in my lifetime, I think that really it's a great place for libertarians to be able to talk to libertarians without feeling weird.
That is absolutely true.
Zephan?
Yeah, so we do plan on visiting during, like I said, October, but we also want to...
Talk right into your phone, Zephan.
We also want to visit during the winter, just because we know how grueling they could be. But, yeah, we plan on visiting at least three times before making the final decision to move out.
Where are you in California?
I live in the Central Valley, in Modesto, so it's pretty hot over here.
Yeah. Well,
I would say just get out of California sooner than later.
It snows
here. That's probably a good idea.
In December, and sometimes that snow doesn't melt until May.
It's not that bad. I've spent two winters here. I know they get worse, but they have been mild winters by my estimation.
I'm waiting for a normal winter so I can actually judge it, because as soon as I got here, everyone was like, all right, well, wait for the winter. And then I waited for the winter, and I'm like,
that's it?
What? Really? Wait. I mean, I found the reaction to the winter to be worse than the winter.
I think that if you're in a city, it is... they're plowing the roads. People are shoveling driveways and sidewalks. I mean, life isn't that much different, except that you wear more clothes.
Yeah.
If you're out in the country and you fall behind on your shoveling, you got a giant sheet of ice to deal with. It isn't going to go away for a long time, and that can be an issue. I lived out in a cabin for years out in rural New Hampshire, and, if I didn't take care of the problem, whatever the problem was, it wasn't going to get taken care of.
I'm sure Portsmouth and Hampton will be fine, though.
What'd you call in about, Seven?
So my call was in relation to nukes and essentially what we would do with them if we got to the point where the government was small enough to the point where it wasn't feasible for them to actually use them in warfare, just because, we're so peaceful. At that point, what would be done with them? Because essentially the cat's already out of the bag, and you have tens of thousands of them, just littered all over the United States. So what's the libertarian solution to that?
The greatest desert fireworks show ever. No,
I don't know that libertarians have come up with a solution of what to do with nukes in case global peace breaks out.
Simply decommission them?
It doesn't seem like...
Put it together, take it apart?
Yeah. I would definitely say that two things that I have heard as ideas are, number one, that nukes are probably the cheapest way to maintain peace militarily, because you can have just a very small amount of military firepower that will act as a deterrent for pretty much everybody on the planet. And number two, there is a big movement of moving to nuclear power. And I don't know if you know this, but America is kind of unique in the fact that we have really, really stringent laws about how to use nuclear materials. So if you look at somewhere like France has a very well-developed nuclear power program. And what they do is they put their nuclear materials in, and they just run them and run them until you end up with depleted uranium.
Right.
Now, our laws require that you get to run them through once.
Mm.
Now, if you run energy grade uranium through once and you have to stop, you end up with nuclear weapons grade
yes.
nuclear materials.
So what they're doing with that?
We're libertarians. Sell it to the highest bidder. Run
no.
it through once. Sell it to France.
or better yet, just take all of that nuclear material and run it through until it becomes depleted uranium.
There you go.
I'm for nuclear power. B, I'm against the government's possessing weapons at all. But
so
I get
French business owners.
I get why the statement regarding nuclear weapons their efficiency, and I would say that as a libertarian statement, you cannot claim that an individual has a right to keep and bear nuclear weapons. And the reason I would say that is because they cannot be used defensively.
How do you enforce that?
If somebody, shoot people. That's how you. That's how you make rules.
I don't know if you're aware of the person with the nuclear weapon.
I think nuclear weapon is kind of a misnomer. So the thing about a weapon is you can point it away from yourself. Swords are not just blades, but they have a handle so that you don't cut yourself when you use them. I have yet to see the gun that fires both directions simultaneously.
Yes, bad idea.
Whereas nuclear weapons, so-called, you will feel the brunt of that, especially if you use them on a mass scale.
Right. You basically have to have a delivery system that's a... Well, I mean, the delivery systems that work for the United States are submarines, bombers, and the intercontinental ballistic missiles. So... you have to have both of those things, and it's the ICBM that's difficult to develop.
Well, and there's this tendency of any large-scale multiple nuclear explosions of making a global ecological disaster.
Yeah, there's a global ecological disaster. Zeppelin, were we any good on that question?
So I started off, believing kind of in an absolutist view of keeping... and bearing arms. But then I came to the conclusion that if there's an externality of the weapon that you can't necessarily control, I think that should be banned for public use. So that would include nukes. I think it would include missiles as well, but I don't think it would include tanks. Tanks aren't inherently, like uncontrollable.
Same issue though. How do you enforce that? Who's going to enforce the ban on missiles and nukes, if not through aggressive violence?
Exactly. That's why I'm
I honestly wonder if you can end up with a situation with nuclear weapons from country to country that is similar to the situation that you end up with from house to house here in New Hampshire. Now, not everyone has a gun. But a lot of us do, and you don't know which ones those are.
Right. It's a game of Russian roulette that burglars sometimes lose.
And that's part of why we have one of the lowest crime rates in the country.
It's part of it.
Especially violent crime.
Yeah, it's part of it. Richie, I would say that, look, all rules and laws and property itself is enforced by violence. I mean, libertarians don't want to look at that. But the reason you have your car, and it's your car and not my car, is because at some level, violence will be used by you or some agency that you employ to keep that car as yours.
Understood.
So, any rule, and I get that it's no victim until you've let off the nuclear weapon. But that's the thing about the nuclear weapon that I would say is that you can't use it defensively. There's just no defensive use. And so I would say, as a society, we all come together and make a claim. And that claim is, look, we don't ask much of you people, but one thing's we're not asking. You're not going to have nuclear weapons.
But
if you do, we're
going to
do something bad.
Right. And the minute you do something bad, he sets off the nuke.
He doesn't have it yet. That's the point. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Zeppelin, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.